And we go inside the New Balance winner's circle for the first time with Mr. Tommy Paul. This is kind of a big moment for you. You were pretty quiet on court. You went down on a knee when you got to your chair. And I'm wondering what you said to yourself in that moment.
I mean, I was just thinking about how I've had a pretty tough year. I mean, beginning of the year was hard for me because I thought I started the year really well in Australia. Like, I was playing well, didn't have results that I wanted. And then I ended up getting injured for like 5 or 6 months. And then the comeback from that was really slow. So, I don't know, just kind of thinking about that. And, I mean, I'm not done for the year, but it was definitely really nice to get the win here.
Yeah, and, you know, I hate bringing this up because we have never talked about it, but I'm sure you were thinking in some way, and Peter was too, about you both had pretty bad losses here in finals. Yours was to Noah Rubin from a set in two breaks.
I won. I think 15-40 maybe. I don't know.
But what memories do you have from that, and how, you know, I make a big deal of it. The media might make a big deal of it. Tennis Twitter might make a big deal of it. How much has that impacted you over the years, and did you think about it at all this week?
I mean, I don't think, like, usually with me, when something's done, like, it's in the past, but it would definitely get under my skin a little bit when people would bring it up.
Yeah.
Or, like, Diego loves bringing up my old matches. So, like, when Diego will bring up my old matches and try and, like, kind of get me going in practice, like, that would really get me going. So, I mean, during the match, I wasn't really thinking about it too much because, I mean, it's hard to have any pressure at all coming in as a lucky loser. Yeah, I think I had a little bit of a slight advantage there. And I don't know, like, I had to change my mindset a little bit in the matches and just, like I said, like, I mean, like you said, I was, like, very, very calm out there and just not really thinking much and just playing.
Yeah, it was interesting to me to watch you, having gotten to see you for the last 3-plus years, because this was the first time where I thought you were, I don't know how I want to phrase this, but you were completely locked in. It was professional from ball one on you know, after the three-set loss to Chrysohos. It was like, this was like a turn, something turned on in your head, and it was completely professional, businesslike. It wasn't kind of that young, you know, boisterous, flying around Tommy Paul. It was just completely locked in.
Yeah. No, I mean, that was definitely the goal. I mean, that's something that everyone that is trying to help me is telling me I need to do. So, I mean, I'm really trying to buy into it this week and hopefully keep buying into it for the rest of my career. But, I mean, it was good. I definitely had a businesslike attitude throughout the week, and it was really helpful just for me body-wise, because if I'm playing long matches, my body doesn't last as long. So playing through qualies and all that, playing short matches in Maine, it was really helpful for me.
And how much of that is on Scott Clark, who just actually left, but you worked with him, I think it's for the first time this week, the physio who's been working with Bjorn and Bradley Klon as well. How much did it help? Because I know you've been dealing with some knee tendonitis.
Yeah, so my knee has definitely been bugging me a lot. Through qualies, it was really painful. Didn't know if I was going to – I mean, I knew I was going to play the rest of the tournaments this year just because, like, I needed to try and get an Australian, just play through it. And me and Diego were talking, and he was like, hey, like, Doc's here. Like, maybe you should work with him this week and see if it helps. And right after I lost to Chrysohos. Yeah, exactly, that one. Great guy, though. Right after I lost to him, I got the lucky loser and hit up Doc, and we started working then. And, I mean, it definitely got easier to play on. Definitely didn't get worse. So, I mean, it helped a ton. Helped a lot for me to get through and play a lot of main draw matches.
You know, lucky loser is great, but this was not exactly a lucky draw for you. I mean, Noah Rubin, Bradley Klon, Ivo Karlovic, Peter Polansky, that's not exactly a very easy draw, and yet you made it look easy. You didn't drop a set throughout the entire week after getting into the main. What was it in terms of the style of play that you found here that worked in Charlottesville?
I think for me, I don't think I had a great service week for me. I think the biggest thing this week was my return. I was returning really well. The only time in the tournament that I did not return well was the first like five of Evo's service games. He wasn't missing first serves, and it was just balls were just going by me. So, I mean, that besides that, I feel like I really returned well, and that puts a lot of pressure on my opponents early if I'm staying in those ground stroke points and keeping pressure on them. So, I mean, that was the biggest difference for me.
Watching the Bradley Klon match in particular, I was struck by how you weren't, maybe your winner count was not very high, but you never gave Klon any opportunities. You kept him in positions that were uncomfortable for him, and it felt like the same here today. Is that more of the style you're looking for long term?
Definitely. I mean, I just don't want to. For me, the biggest thing right now is the returns, like I said, and when I'm on the run, like not checking out, just staying in and making them hit another tough ball. So, yeah, I mean, as long as they're not comfortable the whole match, I'll take that for sure any day of the week.
So it's obviously been a very, very long road for you. I know it was 2 years ago watching you kind of play out the string where you were just looking, frankly, just lost and didn't want to be out here. What are your memories of that 2016 year in particular in terms of where you were mentally and where you are now 2 years later?
I had some low points this year too, I'll tell you. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to take it week by week right now. Obviously, I'm very, very happy with my result, but I probably will play tomorrow or the next day in the first round, so...
Yeah, but these are the moments where you get to celebrate the fact that you've had these rough patches and you've gotten through them.
That's the best part of winning, knowing that, I mean, the matches that you've played earlier where you really get in kind of a dark place after and you go home and you don't want to think about anything involving tennis. So, I mean, it's good for me right now, and I'm happy and got two more weeks and then get a little R&R. Which I won't mind at all.
Are you? This has always been kind of a thing: is staying locked in for an extended period of time. And you have played a ton of tennis, coming through qualies in California and then Vegas, and obviously coming through qualies here. Are you able to stay locked in mentally for these final 2 weeks, knowing what's at stake?
I am. Yeah, I am. So we'll see these next couple of weeks, but. I feel like I am.
Diego's been such a mainstay for you in your corner.
Rock.
What is that relationship like? Because you guys seem so opposite in so many different ways.
I mean, if I didn't have him, I think I would go off the rails. So he keeps me straight. Diego's the best. I mean, nobody wants me to win more than Diego and me. But it's great having him. I was telling him, joking around with him, like, because I lost in qualies, and this is his last week on the road this year. So when I lost in qualies and then I got in, I was like, nah, like, you're not going home yet. Like, you don't get vacation yet. And then every match, it was like, nope, not yet, not yet, not yet. And now I was like, I just told him, I was like, you can go home now.
Is it like a father figure, though, or what is that relationship?
Definitely. Our relationship's much more than just tennis. Yeah. Like, I mean, he lives, like, a mile away from me, and he'll have barbecues, and like I'm always over there and really close with his family. He's just like really great guy for me, almost a father figure. Yeah,
so many of these young Americans, and we always, you know, in the media make such a big deal of the group with Francis and Taylor, Riley, Kaz, Noah, and Jared as well. And now you're there. It comes at the same time that Francis and Taylor are playing in Milan. Did that have a little extra motivation for you?
I mean, I definitely want to be there,
but
I didn't earn it, so I mean, I got to deal with that. I missed my chance, but hopefully I'll play the real one day. Don't have to play the junior one. But yeah, I mean, I hope they do well over there. Obviously very jealous, want to be there, but I'll take a title this week.
How are you going to celebrate tonight? Because as you mentioned, you've got to get to Knoxville.
I'm driving there.
You got to have like a steak or something. I mean, come on.
Maybe I'll have a beer when I get there.
Okay. You're allowed one.
I probably will. If I'm being honest, I probably will. Maybe a glass of wine. We'll see.
And you are, I mean, it's going to be a hard road, but you still have the opportunity here at the wild card for the Australian Open. It is within the possibilities, yes. You never know if Jack's going to get in automatically. He's right at 105 right now, but outside of Jack, you're the runaway leader. Do you have that kind of thought processes, or is it kind of just out of your control because it's so much about Jack and what he did in Paris this week?
I mean, even coming into this tournament, I wasn't thinking about it. One, because I was in qualies and hadn't been past quarters in a while. And two, because I saw how Jack did over there, and yeah, he's outside the top 100 now, so he'll probably end up getting a few wild cards now. But yeah, I mean, I'm not really thinking about that too much. I'm just happy I'm playing good tennis, because if I can continue to play like this, I mean, I won't have to have wild cards very, very much.
All right, so then I'll ask you it this way. Now you've got your title, you're able to relax a little bit, you know, don't have to worry about getting that monkey off your back. How are you going to actually celebrate when you finish your year?
I'm going to Europe to see my girlfriend.
Okay.
Probably going to do a little bit of celebrating over there, we'll see.
Okay. Tommy, it's been a long time coming, but I know there are just so many people that are very happy for you, so congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And that does it for the New Balance Winner's Circle. More coming up from Knoxville next week.